When I was the mayor the first time, the Secretary of State had a booth there at the conference.
We're ready.
Yeah, we're ready.
We're ready.
Ready to go. Hey, we'll call the meeting in order. And please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, Cheryl, would you call the roll, please?
Ballinger.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Wise.
Present.
Edmonds.
Here. Okay.
Do not.
Okay.
Approval of the minutes.
Okay, and next thing is the approval of the minutes. Do you have a motion on that?
Yeah. Motion that the minutes of the regular meeting of September 19th, 2023 be approved as submitted.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Please call the roll.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes, motion's carried. And would you read the list of the bills, please?
General Administration, $27,941.77. Police, $19,625.16. Fire, $14,787.22. Street, $5,222.71. Parks, $1,223.63. Public Health and Safety, $47.19. Emergency Services, $3,750. Garbage, $30.93. Cemetery, $9,972.24. Water Operations, $61,484.95. Sewer Operations, $3,313.73. EPA Water Project Loan Payment, $180,580.44. Water Deposits, $274.58. Clinton Sanitary District, $48,912.06. Special Tax Allocation TIF 1, $1,030.11. Warner Hospital and Health Services Operating Account, $380,784.45. Hospital Funded Depreciation, $344,562.51.
Payroll.
I'll make it. Second.
Motion made and seconded. Please call the roll.
Wise.
Yes.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Motion's carried. Well, reporting from my department as mayor, we don't have anything to report, I guess, do we? We know there wasn't a report left, that's for sure. Report from the Department of Streets and Public Improvements.
All I got is this Friday starts the annual haunted house. So we'll be blocking off the street, Washington Street, between Southeast Street and Elizabeth Street. It's Friday night and Saturday night. The street will close early afternoon on Fridays and not open back up till midnight or so on Saturday night. So just remind everybody, kind of stay away from that area. Can't get through, so. Also, project on Madison Street's come along well. And just keep asking people, please, to avoid that area if you can. Make up haunted house. That's all I got.
Okay, report to the Department of Public Improvements.
I don't have a whole lot. On the bill, my budget there is $61,000. I explained that was some of the repairs we already had in the budget to do those pumps and take care of it. They've been rebuilt. That was a lot of that expense.
Right.
And just wanted people to know that, you know, that's why that was a little higher this month. We had a few things that had just come apart and got put back together, and the pumps are all back and everything seemed to be working pretty well. So I appreciate that, and the time and effort. And then on a separate matter, I've been bringing up lately at different times about the Airbnbs and the short-term rentals. During the last weekend that we were up in Chicago at the IML meeting, I went to a Airbnb and short-term rental seminar. The gentleman from Aurora, Illinois was there. They've been going through this. They've got a heck of a comprehensive plan and an ordinance that they have followed and they're using in their city. I did talk to Dana Korneman, who is the chairman of the Planning Commission, and told him that I'm going to be bringing it up and that we needed to get it on an agenda so that people that are for, against, any way they want to talk about it, they need to get to the Planning Commission and discuss it. We've had it on the plate since January. We haven't got anything in stone, so it's time that we move forward with it. He's more than willing, so all we have to do is have the media and stuff let people know that it is coming up, and they go to the Planning Commission's next meeting and discuss it. So if they can get that word out, and they'll call a special meeting anytime we delegate, all we have to do is let them know. And, you know, if we want to say in 2 weeks, they could have that meeting or whatever, all we have to do is get a hold of them and put it on the agenda for the Planning Commission. So I think it's time we get moving forward with that. And I don't have any dog in the hunt. I don't care one way or the other, but we've put off people long enough. We've even got somebody that already brought in a check. It's been sitting in the office. We haven't cashed it. It's time to give them either a yes, no, or whatever. But it was a very good seminar, and they had it down to the restrictions, the noise, how many people. You know, they showed some clips of a party house in Florida. It's an over $1 million house that they were renting, and renting it on one-day rentals. And I can't remember just what the number was of police complaints and calls, but every time they rented it, they were getting the police down there shutting it down. It was just a party house. So they said, we can't have that. So they have it where it's a minimum of 2 days, up to 30 days. That makes it a short-term rental. But then they have a noise restriction. They have a time of day when it has to be shut down. They said family reunions, things like that, or somebody coming in, that's one thing. But just to be partying, that wasn't what they wanted. So they've got a really good plan. So I told that to Dana. He can look it up on a website, find things to kind of tweak to make it better. And I think we just need to get it on the agenda and get it before the Planning Commission and let it take its course. So he's aware of it, and he's ready to do it. So that's the best I could do. And like I say, we went through some good seminars in IML. There was a lot of things. It was stuff that we work on and we've been trying to take care of. There was a lot of things on properties that are abandoned and how they're dealing with that. There was a seminar on that that was pretty well put together. And so I appreciate you letting us go up, and we got into some good sessions. I don't know how John was with it, but I know Danny and I saw some and heard some interesting people talk. So anyway, and that's about all that.
Public health and safety.
I don't have anything. Stephen, you want to say a little bit about fire prevention this week? How many kids did they say we were serving? So that's touching a lot of them. And all the papers and everything that the council gave money toward is being distributed and well taken care of. So thanks, Stephen. Ben, you said you didn't have anything, correct?
I don't have anything tonight. Okay.
That's all I've got.
Okay, I don't have anything from the report.
Were you at Lincoln School today? Yeah, so we had a bunch of kids get on a bus with the fireman's hat and their little stickers. And they were just excited. They were ready to go home and show mom and them. So they were having a good time.
No report from the Department of Public Health and Safety. We have one item on unfinished business, and that is the purchase of a couple computers for general administration. Yep. We have a motion.
Motion to approve the purchase of 2 computers for City Hall from Jano Technologies, not to exceed $3,500.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Please call the roll.
Ballinger.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Wise.
Yes.
Edmonds.
Yes. Motion's carried. Now we have a few things on new business. Would you read what you have on those?
Okay, on file, purchase of 7 Motorola mobile radios and 14 portable radio upgrades. Motorola ClearTalk Communications, amount not to exceed $43,261.77, and that's for the police department. On file, purchase of a new postage machine, City Hall, Midwest Mailing and Shipping Systems, Inc., $3,821. And on file, supplemental resolution for 2023 MFT summer maintenance, $9,000.
Okay, that's we have actually do not have a closed session tonight, so I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
We do have
a closed session.
No. No closed session tonight. So entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion to adjourn then.
Anybody second?
Okay. Motion made and seconded. Please call roll.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Wise?
Yes.
Ballinger?
Yes.
Edmonds?
Yes. Motion's carried. Meeting's adjourned. Is this the parade? Something.